Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is to you, Nathan.
It's from a Demon Live student.
Yep.
Says, regarding January 2023 admissions, in scouring the 509 reports on the LSAT Demon Scholarship Estimator, that's LSATdemon.com/scholarships, by the way, I discovered that many of the schools where my stats predict full/half or more tuition scholarships offer both August and January start dates. At your earlier suggestion, I reached out to several of them, Arizona, Case Western, California Western. She provided a helpful attachment. She's got a spreadsheet going with keeping track of people's phone numbers and their responses to her. Very lawyerly thing to do.
Yep.
And I discovered that their spring 2023 applications open in May or June of 2022. I was told that scholarships are equivalent to what I would be offered if I applied for fall 2023 admission. That's what they told you. The only difference is that summer classes are required the first year, so you attend classes continuously for 4 semesters, then have a summer break between 2L, 3L, and you finish in spring or summer of 2025. So, you know, you graduate in, we could say it's 2.5 years, but you just have to go to your first summer. You're skipping your first semester and you're doing it during your first summer, basically.
And your second summer, right?
No.
How do you get 4 semesters? Because it's like,
I think spring, she meant 5 semesters. She says summer break between 2L and 3L. I'm pretty sure that she must have meant 5 semesters there. I mean, It's the 4 semesters that she would normally have done plus 1 summer. So 5 semesters. Anyway, with that in mind, would there be a downside to applying early, that is May/June 2022, and broadly, to these 20 to 30 schools that do offer these start dates with my April of 2022 LSAT? All my other materials are ready. Relocating in December makes a lot of sense for me as my lease is on a calendar year cycle. Boy, that's an example of a very normal thing to be thinking about, but probably should not be at all part of your analysis for how you're playing this game.
Yep.
I mean, most leases, if you don't re-up, they just automatically turn to month, right?
You may need to say that you want to go month to month, but yeah, you could go month to month or move somewhere else and go month to month.
They might jack your rent up a little bit. You might be able to negotiate a shorter term, like negotiate a new six month lease or something. My problem is I'm not sure if she means to say, I think some of these schools she has confirmed offer the weird spring start.
And what about the others?
Right. And yeah, so, you know,
if you apply to a school that starts in spring, they've just won because now you're competing against, they're competing against much fewer schools.
Yeah. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to apply early. So those applications open in May/June of 2022. She's going to apply to those schools right away for a spring 2023 start date. Well, it's just as long as you still apply in September for the schools that don't offer that early start date. I hope that's what she meant. I mean, it's just the problem with this whole plan is that I know based on her previous, we talked about her numbers earlier, and I know that it doesn't seem like she's getting the very best LSAT she possibly can. Maybe she's happy to go to one of these schools for a full ride. If California, if you're happy going to California Western on a full ride, and that's like, I really cringe when people seem like they're about to shortchange their entire legal career because they think they've got to hurry. This is a student who is a little bit older And, you know, sometimes that makes people feel like they have to rush to get on with the rest of their life. And I understand that, but you're just moving huge numbers around. These are big, big dollars. And like rushing into this, I don't know. You need to apply with the very best LSAT you can get, and you need to apply broadly. I don't think all the schools have spring start dates, so you need to apply on the normal cycle. Plus, you could additionally apply to these spring start date schools. That's fine, but just don't make a decision. I mean, I guess the problem with this whole plan is that if she's going to relocate in December,
yeah,
then that means she's like, there should be applications that are still out.
Yeah.
Where the result hasn't come back yet.
Yeah.
So I go back to what Ben said, which is, I feel like you're just like, these schools then are getting an advantage because you're going to give them more, you know? And it's like, why? Oh, because her lease is going to expire. Not a good reason to do anything. You could literally just stay there and make them evict you, which would take months. I mean, it's like not, I don't know. That's not a good reason to make law school admissions decisions.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for writing in. Good luck. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.